other than little strips of wire or I don't know what that's called.
All right, well, in the 60s, kids used to play with these things, too.
Little hoops?
Yeah. They're called hoops. Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Oh, it depends on what kind of bottle it is, but okay. I would imagine a cork. Is that what?
Yeah, or what else?
A bottle stopper.
Okay. Would a cork just be for a wine bottle, or would it be for other things, too?
I always tell the truth. I've never seen anything with a wine bottle.
Neither have I. Okay. Well, I've seen a little brown jug, moonshine.
That's true. I got one there in the corner.
Yeah, hey, where'd you get that?
That's, well...
That's pretty.
My husband's mother had that in her home. And there's no telling how old it is, but that's, a little brown jug.
Sure.
And chances are it did have a cork in it at one time.
Did it also carry moonshine in it?
Probably.
Probably. Did you finish it?
No, that's its original finish.
It's nice. Spin that one. It's pretty. Okay. Oh, what do you call the musical instrument that you play at your mouth?
Harp.
Okay. Are there any other names for that?
Juice harp?
Now, is that something different?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, there's probably... Well, it may be. A juice harp may be the long, skinny one, you know, that has the little holes in it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a little can you flip
with. That's the juice harp, I think.
Is it?
The flip one. And
that has a little wire in there. I don't know the difference.
Okay.
All right.
But they're both called harps.
Right.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, I don't know if you know much about horses, but there's a long wooden piece that goes down between them. Do you know what that's called?
Yeah, I used to.
Tongue. Mm-hmm. All right. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between them.
Is that not a tongue also?
A buggy? I don't think so. I don't think it might.
I can see my grandfather's buggy. Yeah. Beautiful black buggy. But the buggy had little things that went on the outside.
Mm-hmm, on the outside.
It wasn't that like a tongue?
No, and it backed the horse in between.
I don't know what they're called.
Have you heard them called shafts?
No.
Okay, how about, I have fills.
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. What do you call the outside part of a wheel?
The outside part of a wheel? I don't know.
It's metal.
Rim?
Uh-huh. Okay, have you ever heard of a felly?
Spell that, please.
F-E-L-L-Y?
No.
Okay, I think that's just another name for a rim. All right, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a single tree?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I can take it you haven't heard of a double tree either.
No.
All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
He had a load of wood and he was driving along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He was taking his wood out, I guess.
Okay. What would you say somebody is doing when he's filling up his wagon at the wood lot, taking it to the house, unloading it, going back, filling it up again?
Oh, he's getting wood for the winter, I suppose.
All right, would you ever use the word hauling? See, he's hauling
yeah.
wood?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, suppose there was a log across the road and you had to move it before you could drive by it. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug?
Okay, fine. Okay. What do you call the thing that you break the ground with in the spring?
Wow.
Are there different kinds?